Before we jump into this super exciting new podcast, I just wanted to let you know that I am so thankful for all your love and support. A lot of people always ask, they're like, do you have a clip store? And I actually do. It's on manyvids.com. So you can type in fitsid.manyvids.com. It'll also be linked down below. You can see all the videos I've made. There's like previews there and stuff. So if you're curious, I actually don't have every single video on there, but I have a lot of them. So I will have that link down below. But once again, it is fitsid.manyvids.com. I'm your host, FitSid, and welcome back to Dirty CEO, where we go balls deep into the reality of what people are really thinking. Now let's get into it.
Dirty CEO. Hey everyone, it's your girl FitSid, and welcome back to Dirty CEO. I'm so excited today, you guys. I have Peyton Thomas in the house. She's one of the most amazing, beautiful. Her eyes are blue, pretty. And then when you look down a little bit more, she has one of the biggest racks I've ever seen. I think the biggest rack, and they're natural, aren't they?
They are natural, yeah.
Yeah. What size are they?
They currently are a 44P. Technically, I should be bigger.
Uh-huh. But technically? How?
I can't find bras bigger, so.
Yeah, do you have to get custom bras, or how does it work? Where do you shop at?
I order them from this boutique online, and they're Polish.
Oh, wow.
But it's weird because they're European sizes. So I ordered a 44R, thinking it was going to be bigger than a 44P, but it wasn't. And then it didn't fit me. So, but my P is when I wear a bra, not when it went out, but when I wear a bra, they pop out. So
it's a spillage. So you're definitely way bigger.
So I need a bigger size, but I can't find a bigger size.
And what do you think your size actually would be?
I don't know. It's hard because I'm actually not that big around. I went and got fitted, and they always say I'm actually really small.
What's your band size?
It's a 44. Yeah, but it's a 44 because I need the cup to be bigger.
Right. Yeah. No.
So. Probably a 36, honestly.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
36 or a 38.
I can totally tell.
When they were measuring, they were you're where my rib cage and everything is, where the bra sits. They're you're actually really small around. Because I went to, have you ever heard of the show Double Divas?
No.
Oh, so they used to do, it was a TV show back on TLC, years ago. But they specialize in huge boobs and bras. And I went and I tried to get something from there, but I didn't fit in the biggest size they had there, so.
Oh my god, that's how you know it's big.
Yeah, when I walked in, they were like, "I'm gonna get you, my boss." Literally, the girl who owns the shop and was the person that was the main person on the TV show. So that was really funny.
That's kind of cool though, a cool experience, but also really fucked when you can't even get a bra a place that's known for it.
It's a pain.
Yeah, no, but I can tell that you're really small around the band size.
Yeah,
but you actually have a lot of boob. It's not you're just.
Yeah, no, it's all all right here. People it's a lot.
Does your back hurt?
It doesn't hurt as much as it used to. I used to be really, really small, skinny. So since I've had kids and birth control and all that stuff, and I'm a little more proportionate.
Yeah,
it doesn't hurt as much. So now I have a belly to kind of help. A little bit. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't hurt as much as it used to. Or maybe I just got used to it.
Yeah, I probably used to it.
Maybe a mixture of both.
I'm going to be real with you. I have G cups now. And I had triple D, double D, in high school and shit. And my back hurt more then, in my opinion, than it does now.
Yeah.
And people are always oh, do you have back pain? I'm yeah, but I've had it that's forever.
That's the number one question. Your back must hurt.
Yeah. But
do you have back pain?
It's more posture too. I feel people don't realize, I was actually standing next to this guy the other day, and he was I'm 5'10", and I'm I'm 5'9", bro. Are you really 5'10"?
You don't realize
how much. But it was funny because literally I stand up and I'm I'm 5'9", and I'm sitting up fully straight, and he's oh wow, yeah, you're way taller when you actually do that.
I hunch.
It's hard, but bet yours weigh fucking 100 pounds. Yeah, low-key 50 each.
Yeah. They weigh a lot. So yeah, and I do you can see I actually have a little bit of a I'm just
It's really hard, though.
They're heavy. Mm-hmm. So, people don't realize. And people think, you think like, oh, so like one weighs 18, mm-hmm. one weighs 16 and something mm-hmm. like that. Doesn't seem like a lot, but that's literally.
No, that is a lot.
Like
some people when you're can't working even lift that.
That's literally every day of my life constantly.
Right. Even when you're sleeping, it's yes, like you can't take them
like,
off.
Yeah. So like it's to have a constant, mm-hmm. you know, 30, 40 pounds yeah. on your chest at all times.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
when did you realize you had big tits though? Also, we can cuss on this podcast, just so you know. Like, don't feel like you have to act like a...
Probably, like, 7th or 8th grade. I don't know. I started wearing a bra in 2nd grade.
Wow.
Literally, I was running in the hallway, and uh-huh. my teacher stopped me, and she was like, you need to put on a bra. And, like, I didn't really, like, mm-hmm. know yeah. what that was. She
did,
sent a
did that make you feel weird? When, like, because I feel like as a kid, like... Those are things that people sometimes don't talk about. Like, was it, like, taboo in your family to talk about bras
well,
and stuff?
Yeah, like, so she sent a note home to my mom. And my mom was like, you don't need a bra. That's baby fat. Like, you know? And then, like, now look at me. Like,
yeah, clearly, yeah. She was wrong.
Like, yeah. But, like, also, like, up until, like, 6th, 7th grade, mm-hmm. I wore B cups. But I wasn't a B. But, like, no one took me shopping to uh-huh. get. Because, like.
I feel like
you don't think when you're that young, you know right. what I'm saying?
But people also aren't educated on boobs and bra sizes. Like, my yeah. mom does not have big boobs.
Yeah.
So, like, when I started, having boobs, I was, like, 6th grade. Mm-hmm. Well, 4th grade, like, I started really getting boobs. Mm-hmm. But, like, 6th grade was when it was, like, very noticeable and, mm-hmm. like, boys would say stuff. Mm-hmm. And my mom, like, told my dad that, like, I didn't need a bra. And he was like, no, I think she does. Like, because my dad, he, like, was definitely the more like he grew up with like a sister who like you know took care of him.
Yeah.
And my mom grew
that's
up
so funny.
Bras.
That's so funny. That's ironic because like my like parents were divorced and uh-huh. stuff. So like I lived with my mom up until 7th grade. Mm-hmm. And again like I wore B cups. So like I had spit like you think like muffin top. Like I had like yeah, side boobs, yeah. regular boobs.
The double top.
Yeah. I had like 6 different boobs going on. Where
yeah, because when it doesn't fit. Yeah.
So then when I moved in with my dad, he took me mm-hmm. bra shopping and I was a triple D wearing yeah. a B cup. That's, so like, yeah.
I can't even and believe, that was in 7th grade. You pushed through that.
And then it just kind of kept growing. Mm-hmm. And I was having a lot of back problems and I thought about getting a reduction when I was 14.
Yeah.
I was like a K, an H or a K cup at this
Holy
point.
Holy shit. Yeah. Oh my God. Like I can't even imagine. Like I think my G cups are a lot of work.
Yeah, no. So I went to like get a like referral and mm-hmm. they're like, you're not done growing. They're like, well, if we take it, like if we take it, you're just going to grow more and stuff like that. And I was like, there's no, like how much bigger can they get? Right. Like, and then,
yeah. Now you're like, you saw how that went. I didn't realize that it could go to 11P.
Yeah.
And the thing is though, is like yours are natural. Like there's people in that, like, I don't know. Do you know Carla Cleavage?
Mm-hmm.
And then do you know Minka and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, Claudia Marie. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, all of those tits are purposely, like, fake like mm-hmm. that, you know? And yours have naturally become that.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, like, how much attention do you get? Like, I know my boobs are considered big. Yours are considered another fucking level.
I know. Everybody who has big boobs, yeah. they're like – used to being the big boob girl. Yeah, yeah. Every time they meet me, they're like, I don't have boobs right now.
I feel like I have A cups.
Everybody, yeah.
like
I get that all the time. That's why I like to collab with like girls who have big boobs. But like, they all tell me that.
Erica Love, hers are fucking way bigger. Like, okay, hers, like I'm 5'9", so like proportionately. I wear the same bra size as a lot, not as her, but as like a lot of girls, right? And like theirs look significantly bigger if they're shorter than me. But then like Erica's, I was like, damn, I feel fucking small right now. Yours, I feel like I have mosquito bites that literally are inverted right now.
Me and Erica have a video together. Have you seen our
pictures? Haven't. I want to.
You gotta go on my Twitter. I have like a picture of her putting her boobs like on top of mine.
She was telling me about that.
And I put mine on top of hers and I made hers disappear.
That's how I felt when I shot with Erica. We shot like a titty play video and like it looks really good because we used oil and shit. But like, when I tell you, like, mine felt, like, little when we were rubbing them together.
We did, a double titty fuck mm-hmm. On a male talent. And she was, like, there was too much boob.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know, and he had a big dick, too. Yeah. But there was too much boob. So she was titty fucking him. And so then I just wrapped my titties around hers.
So I was titty fucking her titties while he was titty fucking her.
The goals in life.
She's like, I've never been titty fucked before. And I was just like,
you have boobs and ass though. Like, how many guys are like ass men and how many are like boob men?
But my ass really isn't that big. I just have big hips.
I mean, you definitely aren't lacking though. Yeah.
So, but you know what? I actually do get a lot of guys who are ass men.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me.
Yeah.
But it's just because, like, when I bend over, my ass mm-hmm. is huge. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. So, like,
so
but, you got to bust both worlds.
It's – no, actually, I get more ass men than I do titty men, which is really weird.
Yeah, and you're like, why can't – you got to appreciate what's in front of you, sir.
Yeah. But then, like – but they always turn titty men.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like – yeah. They're always, like – but also, like, sometimes, like, my ex, I would, like, lay on the couch and stuff like that, and my titties would be hanging out. And he would just look, and he was like, your titties look like somebody's ass right now.
Like, no, you know, they're so
the
big.
The girls who have, like, the huge asses and stuff like that, yeah. and, like, certain angles, I can make my titties look exactly like
they
that.
They are so big. Like, Take how many hands is one of them?
Oh, God, I don't. Well, I feel like, okay.
Yeah, like, literally, okay, there's two right there.
Three, four. Also, my dress is kind of.
Yeah.
Wait, it's still going.
Holy shit.
How many was that? I lost count.
That was like 8 or 9. Easy. Yeah. Easy 8 or 9.
And
then there's still like, the sides. Oh, yeah. It's like 10 or 11 there.
And then
just
like,
one boob.
Also, because my dress is like kind of keeping them like
away. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like when they're natural though, like when I'm sitting without a bra, they hit my lap.
Isn't that wild?
It is. Sometimes, but you know what? Body dysmorphia is so real because mm-hmm. some days I'll wake up and I'm like, my titties feel really small today. And like, I'm aware that they're not.
Right.
Like, I know. But to me, I'm like, I guess I just get used to them sometimes. And I'm just like, I wish they were a little bigger. But I don't actually wish they were bigger.
But it's like a hard thing, too, mm-hmm. because like everyone else sees them and they're amazed, right? Mm-hmm. But then for you, like, that's your daily life. Like, you've literally been in this body your whole life. Like, you know.
Yeah.
For me, sometimes I feel like mine are deflating. And I'm like, oh, God, like.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, they're small.
Yeah.
But then other days, like, I'll catch myself in maybe an angle that I don't want to see myself. And I'm like, God damn.
Yeah, you're like, they're huge. Are
huge. Like, sometimes I'll even post on Twitter, like, geez, I got some big-ass titties. Like,
yeah.
I'll be forgetting sometimes. And, like, yeah, also, like, true, like, it's always, like, when I'm doing, like, natural stuff. Like, when I'm, like, wearing a t-shirt.
Right.
Without a bra. Or, like, I'm getting in my car to drive without a bra. Mm-hmm. And, like, my titties are hitting the steering wheel. And I'm short. So, I have to be close. So, I'm, like, driving. And I'm trying to turn. And it's just rubbing against my boobs.
I can't imagine you playing golf. Because you have to, like, take your arms and, like.
Like, it's little things. So, like, drinking from a fountain drink.
Yeah.
Like, if they're, like, it's a big cup.
Yeah.
Like, I have to, like, lean forward.
Because your boobs
otherwise
are in the way.
That's it. Like, going into booths.
Yeah.
When I sit at restaurants, I have to, like, put my titties up on the table.
Because,
like, normally there's not enough space. What else? Like, when I'm in the car, mm-hmm. you know, your little side thing that I have to, like,
take
move my titty out of the way. And this is, like, just everyday stuff for me. But, like
you're used
when
to
I think
it.
About it now, like, it does, I guess, make my life sometimes a little difficult. Especially when I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
And I turn, my titties are just knocking all the stuff off the...
you're like, wow, this just completely cleared out my shower.
Yeah, like, you know the movie theaters
mm-hmm.
that have, like, the dine-in things?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, the thing swings.
You probably, it's, like, the worst level for you.
I can't get to, like, when I'm eating food, mm-hmm. it's really bad. So sometimes I have to, like, scooch my chair back and, like...
Yeah.
You know, lean because
what
it's a little stuff people don't think about that.
Yeah, no, but the other thing too is like a lot of people don't experience what you experience on a daily basis, you know, like the normal stuff that you just explained and then also like the way people look at you.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's very hard to not notice your tits, you know, and like when you're wearing anything, it's like, you can't really hide it.
And I've gotten to the point where, like, these last few, like, probably this last year, I've gotten a lot more comfortable wearing. Because before, I would try to wear, like, I would wear clothes, like, shirts that would kind of show them off, like, cleavage-wise. Mm-hmm. But, like, lately, I've been able to, like, today I'm wearing a dress with no bra and stuff like that. Like, I've gotten a lot more comfortable now where mm-hmm. I'm just like, fuck it. Because everybody else can wear stuff like this. And, like, it's fine. So,
it looks good.
You know, like, at this point, I'm just kind of like, I want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Because, like, before, like, if you would have, like, if I would have came here 2 years ago mm-hmm. to, like, Exodus, Miami or whatever, I would have just been wearing leggings and a t-shirt.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, so I've just gotten more comfortable, like, And I would have been miserable because it's hot and like it's, you know, and those, that's comfortable, but like it's not exactly like fashionable. Everybody's out here wearing like dresses.
And you need to feel confident too.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing with like gaining weight. Like I gained more weight, right? And my boobs got bigger, but the rest of my body did too, right? Mm-hmm. So I had to like rebuy clothing, and like I had a lot of clothing that was like it's too small now, but like it was like the perfect thing mm-hmm. to wear to these events and like feel cute. And now I'm over here like, okay, what is going to be slutty that I'm going to actually feel confident in? Because like I like wearing showy clothes, but mm-hmm. there's like a level of like showy versus like, okay, I have like yesterday I was wearing this super tiny bikini mm-hmm. and I got the funniest tan.
I saw a picture.
But everyone was like coming up to me and they're like, how do you have trust in that bikini? And I'm like, I had to find one that I like genuinely felt good in. Like I felt mm-hmm. good in that one, but like everyone was coming up to me and being like, oh my God, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like thinking to myself, I was like, well, I'm really glad that I'm confident in this right now, because if I didn't feel good, I probably would have like been hiding away.
Yeah.
But what's it like on dating apps when you post selfies and stuff? Because clearly like it shows you have big boobs.
Honestly, I put in my bio, don't tell me I have big boobs. Like I literally had in my bio, I'm like.
Which ones do you use? Like which ones do you like? Because the bios are all different. Like there's prompts for some.
Yeah. So like the main one I use is Tinder, just uh-huh. because I feel like that's the one everyone uses. So it's the most popular. I do have a Hinge.
Yeah.
But like I don't like the types of guys I get on Hinge. Like they're
what kind of types, like what type of guys like you on there?
Like they're it's just very, I don't know how to like. I also like the area that I live mm-hmm. in is very like white Christian.
Oh yeah, and so porn's definitely not going to do well.
So
in that.
I get a lot of like preppy mm-hmm. white Christian dudes.
Yeah.
Like you know, like the Chads with like the polo shirts and like the shorts. But that's the kind of guys that are like on Hinge in my area, and I'm like,
yeah, no, not the vibe. Yeah.
So I mostly use Tinder. I used to be on POF. That shit is like. I mean, it was not great back then, but it definitely fell off.
Yeah.
What else? And OkCupid, but there's a lot of like non-monogamous stuff on there.
Yeah, I actually used OkCupid for a little bit, and I wasn't like the type of relationship I want.
Yeah,
I don't think people like on there fit that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of like non-monogamy, and like I'm a very monogamous person.
Yeah,
and which is ironic because I do sex work.
Yeah, like how do you handle that in a relationship? Like,
well, for me, like work is work. It's completely separate. Like when I'm shooting and mm-hmm. when I'm doing stuff like that, like it's work.
Yeah,
and I'm able to like, I guess
separate it. I'm the same way.
And like, but people who are in the industry don't understand, like not everybody understands that. So like guys are
not everyone conducts themselves that way. I feel like
that's true too.
Like when you got into the industry, you probably went in with that mindset. I went in with that mindset. And I feel like a lot of people get in with a different thought process.
Yeah. Honestly, when I started, I was 18 when I started.
So how old are you now?
25.
Wow, okay, you've been in the game for a hot minute.
Well, I mean, I retired for a few years because I had kids. Yeah. I went back to school and got my degrees and everything. So I definitely when I came back, it felt like it was completely different. Back, like, mm-hmm. when I first started, the game was a lot different.
Like, what was it like? Because I've only been in for 4, so, like, you definitely...
Well, like, people, I don't know, like, they're, like, collabs weren't as popular. They still had, like, stuff like... clips for sale and like Medivis and stuff, but it was definitely not as popular as it is now. They didn't have OnlyFans. Like I didn't shoot my own content. I only mm-hmm. did professional. So I was only shooting for companies.
What companies have you shot for?
I've shot for Score. I've shot for Yes Boobs. I've shot for Plumper Pass. Mm-hmm. I've shot for Oh My God Big Boobs. I've shot for Divine Breasts. I've shot for Melon Juggler.
You shot for a lot of big booby content.
Yeah. So I was just shooting company stuff. Yeah. And that was mostly because, like, I was very shy and I was very, mm-hmm. like, I was young. I was 18.
Yeah.
And I had – it's not that I – and content collabs were not as popular. I had people ask me about it. Back then, I do remember people, like, coming up to me – not coming – I always say coming up to me, but DMing me and everything.
Yeah. Approaching in some form.
And asking me to do content collabs, but it just wasn't something Like, I didn't know anything about shooting. It wasn't popular either. Yeah, it really wasn't. So,
like, now compared to then, I know for a fact, like, when I started, I kind of started when, like, content was king, you know, like, OnlyFans became a thing. And I know that there was a ton of girls when I started that were, like, mainly doing mainstream work. And that was kind of when the shift was happening, like, probably a little bit before I started, but, like, around when I started, I noticed a lot of girls were, like, starting to realize, like, oh, if I do this by, like, by myself rather than for a company, then, like, I'll make more money, like, long-term rather than that just one paycheck. But one thing I did notice was, like, once COVID hit, that's when everyone really started, like, changing into, like, oh, let's collab, you know?
So when I had retired, I thought I was going to be done.
Yeah.
So I like deleted my Twitter, deleted all my stuff. Cause I used to sell I was selling like content and stuff, like custom videos and stuff like that before like OnlyFans was a thing, obviously. And it's so ironic because I remember it was like, I think in like 2019, there was this like fan that like, he's been a fan of me since I was like, before I was 18. So
yeah.
Like, you know, and so he was messaging me. He's like, you should start an OnlyFans. And I was like, this like is stupid. Like, I'm not gonna do that. He's like, no, it's gonna be really, you know, it's becoming really popular. And I was like, no. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something that I would do. And then because I was also like not really in sex work anymore.
Right.
And then COVID hit. And my job that I was working, my vanilla job, my hours got cut, and I was working from home. And I was like, let me just do, like, this OnlyFans thing.
Right.
Let's just see. Because I see, you know, it was popular. It was everywhere.
Yeah, you were, like, seeing people start talking about it. And you're like, maybe that fan was right.
Yep. So then I, like, made my OnlyFans, and this was in, like, August 2020. But I wasn't really working it. I wasn't really doing anything. I had a Twitter again, but it wasn't really. So I was making my little, like, $600-$700 a month, if that, on there. And I wasn't really. And then, like, probably April, like, no. Probably February, March last year.
Yeah.
Is when I really started working it. And then I had like people asking me about collabs. And then the first person I collabed with was Finny. And then after that, like, it's kind of like blew up. And I just like started like making a lot of money. Like, the, it's so funny because if you see like my jump from like February to like April, it like my money increased by like $4,000 or $5,000, like just on OnlyFans. Wow. So just like kind of just. And then people were like, oh my God, Peyton Thomas is back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it just kind of blew up.
And that's always been your porn name, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I like that name.
Yeah. I did, like, change it, like, now, like, I add the BBW on there. Because I feel like it's, like, more prevalent now than it was before.
Yeah. I feel like, too, when people are looking for what they want, like, okay, something for me is, like, I'm obviously in the same category as you when it comes to, like, BBW, right? And I have a lot of guys who tell me, like, when they match with me on dating apps, they're like, hey, like, I know who you are, blah, blah. They're like, I love the BBW category.
Right.
And it's funny because, like, people wouldn't find Fit Sid very easily if they, if it wasn't, like, me labeling it that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they would just be like, oh, like, athletic. No, definitely not an athletic body type. But it's funny because I didn't realize how popular, like, that was because – You know, Callie Mack, she gets recognized, you know, on like the dating apps and stuff too. And a ton of the other girls do. And I'm like, yeah, like this shit's fucking hitting. Like we're a fucking like vibe.
This is, that's the thing though. Like, and that's, and I will always speak on this.
Yes.
Like BBWs, like all the, even guys who say they don't fuck with BBWs, fuck with BBWs.
Yeah, yeah.
Those will be the main ones that will be in your DMs, like, wanting to fuck. And it's just, like, they're just not, like, public about it.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, I've never, like, met a guy that, like, I wanted to fuck and he didn't want to fuck me.
Yep.
Like, you know, and it's same, like, I get these trolls who, like, want to comment and, like, say stuff about my weight. But guess what? Like, if I was, like, hitting on them and messaging them, wanting to fuck them, they would fuck
instantly.
Me.
Instantly.
They would fuck me.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
and a lot of the time, they have a fucking like secret fantasy of like, your boobs are fucking huge, dude. And like that's something that they probably can't even fathom.
You know, I will say I also get a lot of those guys who aren't necessarily into BBWs, yeah. but they're like, but I would be into you.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
kind of rubs me the wrong way sometimes because yeah. I'm like.
But you got to think about it this way. Some of those people that are saying that, this is how I think about it, because I get people that say that to me because like they're like, I love your face. Like mm-hmm. you can tell, like I have the glasses, you know, I'm my own person when it comes right. to that. You're your own person. You have your nose ring. Mm-hmm. You have your pretty blue eyes.
Yeah.
And I feel like some people are genuinely not attracted to body types. Mm-hmm. They're attracted to like face, smiles. Like I know for yeah. me, I love smiles. So sometimes it comes off wrong when they say that. But yeah. I'm like, you know what? You're right. Like I have a bomb ass personality.
Yeah.
I have a cute face. Like you're right. Yeah. You know?
Well, I guess because I've been with like enough dudes where
yeah.
they're like, they don't publicly want to, mm-hmm. but like privately they're yeah. into me. So I'm like very particular now
yeah.
about the guys that I date. I'm like, you're into, and I don't even say like big girls. I don't even say BBWs. Yeah. I'm like, you like fat women, right?
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
like you get a lot of guys on these dating sites that are like, you know, I'll say like, oh, you're like, you know, because I'm fat. And I'll say it, and it happens all the time where I'll be doing something and I'll say, oh, it's because I'm fat, or like, you know, I'm fat, right? Like
right.
stuff like that. And they always say like, oh, no, you're not fat, you're beautiful, or you're not fat, you're thick, or you look good. Well, I'm like, I didn't say I didn't look good.
Right, right.
I didn't say I'm
it's
not
like,
beautiful.
Fat doesn't mean that I'm ugly, bro. Yeah. You know,
and,
that's...
And but like, it's like, you know, how people like take the word. Like, for yeah. me, it doesn't offend me when people call me fat.
No.
Like, I know I call myself fat. I am yeah. fat. I am okay
but,
with
but
that.
Fat doesn't need to be a bad thing. Because I no. think, so when I, so this is actually a really good topic, because when I got into porn, I was a lot smaller.
Yeah.
Like, I've gained
I
like,
was too.
Okay. Yeah, like mm-hmm. I gained like 100 pounds in the last mm-hmm. 2 years. And a lot of people, like when I started, like I thought I was fat then. Mm-hmm. Like I had fat on my body and I was definitely like not a small girl, but like fat was never a bad thing for me. But like mm-hmm. people would always tell me like, oh, you're pretty for a fat girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're this. And like this is, that was when I started though. So I like didn't know how to ever react, mm-hmm. right? I like just kind of like let them say that. And now I'm like, number one, way more confident in who I am. So like I don't let that slide. Like obviously on OnlyFans, if a dude's like fetishizing that, like I'll let them. Like I'm fine with it, you know. I have some dudes that are like, you're my sexy fat bitch. And I'm like, yeah, baby, I'm your fucking sexy fat bitch.
Yep.
But then the guys that like just say that thinking that's like what I want to hear, I'm like, no, dude, like you don't need to say it that way. Like I'm beautiful myself. Like there's no reason to be like, oh, you're pretty for a fat girl or this.
Yeah. I don't like that. And I also don't like the guys who like tell me like, oh, I only like big girls. They're only big girls are pretty to me. Or,
yeah.
But, you know, or the way they word it is like,
yeah,
like skinny girls are like
shit
bad.
Yeah.
And like, I don't like that. And it's also being a white BBW, a lot of the porn that I make is interracial.
Yeah. How does that affect your life? Like, do you think it ever puts you in a box where you feel like you only can do that content?
No, I mean, I know fans get annoyed and like they get mad and they're like, you don't shoot with white guys. And I get comments like that on my Twitter and stuff like that. That's not the case.
Yeah.
Like
they just don't look or pay for it.
It's like, well, it's just there's only like I can count on like one hand the amount of like white male content creators that are established and like have good reputations that shoot with BBWs.
Yeah.
There's not a lot. There are, and like has nothing to do with stereotypes, mm-hmm. but there are like more black men who shoot, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be real with you. I didn't even know that was a thing until I started experiencing it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I started, I was a lot smaller, right? So I had like a bigger pool of like people that wanted to work with me, men, women, anyone, right? And then like I got into... Now we're like COVID's over, quote unquote. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like this is like being, cause I'm 300 pounds. I'm like, these are the people that want to work with me. Right. And I'm like, okay. Like they're all hot as fuck. Like I'm so down, but it's very interesting. Like at this XBiz event, the men who have come up to me with confidence and been like, so down to shoot with me, a lot of them are black men.
That's in my everyday life too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so I get a lot of guys who are like, do you only date black guys? Or mm-hmm. are you super into black? And I don't only date black guys.
Yeah.
I've dated all races, but I will tell you, like the majority of men that approach me are black. So it's kind of like, well, I don't only date black men, mm-hmm. but I do majority like date black men because that's who approaches me. Like I can't date who doesn't
like me. Like, someone has to come up to you and, like, try and, like, talk to you and get something to go.
Yeah, and it's not like, you know, and it's, that's just who is, like, the most, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
no, you want to know.
It's kind of, you know, I don't.
You would be surprised. You want to know who messages me the most?
White guys.
Tall, skinny, white guys.
Yeah, white guys, but they don't want to admit that they, like, those are the guys that don't want to admit they like.
But here's the thing. For me, low-key, they're, like, crazy about it. Like, they tell me, like, last night at the fucking club, this really pretty boy, like, when I tell you he had brown eyes, brown hair, like, it's always tall, skinny, brown eyes, brown hair. Mm-hmm. Like, it's never, like, blue eyes sometimes, but, like, I, you know, not as often. And, like, they're always tatted, right? And, but they're skinny. Like, I'm telling you, like, borderline, like, you know, a little anorexic. Yeah.
Yep.
And I love it because, like, then when we're fucking, like, I can, like, it sounds silly, but, like, they genuinely, like, enjoy a big girl. Mm-hmm. Like I think also, like, depending on where you live. Like,
I live in Virginia.
Yeah. So, like, you're in a different area. Mm-hmm. I'm in the West Coast, right? So, like, where I'm at, I'm in Arizona, bro. Like, the burly big men don't want a burly big girl, right? And, yeah, like, I'm not burly per se, but, like, I'm a big girl.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
So the guys that like me are the ones that are like, I want a mommy, dommy, like, type vibe. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'll fucking whip them into shape. Like, there's this dude that went to my high school, and he doesn't realize this, okay? Like, he was a couple grades younger than me, and, like, I actually knew his older sister. And I don't know if he doesn't realize that I knew, like, that he's a fan, mm-hmm, okay? And I don't think he realizes, like,
that you know who he was.
Like, yeah, like, yeah, he just pretends, like, he's very supportive, too. Like, he, like, pays for my stuff. And, mm-hmm, and, like, we legit text. Like, mm-hmm, he has my, yeah, phone number because I want to shoot with him, right? But he's skinny as fuck. And, like, it's very attractive to me that, like, he is very openly down to, mm-hmm, like, he wants to be in a video.
Yeah.
And, like, he's down to pay for the testing and, mm-hmm, everything. And, like, he tells me, he's like, I would love to, like, have you sit on my face and smush me. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
But that's, like, the difference, I think, between, like, West Coast people, like, the bigger dudes want, mm-hmm, the smallest girl possible.
I will say as a big girl, like, it's always been funny to me that the guys, they're always either, like, super gym bods.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, super built and, like,
yeah,
or really, really skinny. I've never dated a fat guy. Not because I'm not into fat guys. Yeah.
No, same.
Just, they're not in, yeah, like, fat people don't like fat people, I guess. I don't know.
And I also feel like, I feel like sometimes, like, the opposites attract, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, especially for porn, like,
yeah,
like, the contrast, you know?
Yeah.
They love seeing us with, like, these built guys,
yeah,
like, with abs and all this, mm-hmm, stuff. And I'm not, like, particularly into abs. Or, like, I didn't used to be.
Yeah. I genuinely find faces, like, the most attractive.
See, for me, like, dating wise, like, mm-hmm, my type, I don't actually really have a physical type. I, like,
what do you look for in a guy? Like, personality?
Personality. So it's all about, like, the vibes for me. I don't, mm-hmm, know. Like, if we can have good conversation,
yeah,
especially if you can make me laugh. I know it's, yeah, not so cliche.
No, but it's true.
But sense of humor. That's why, like, even if I'm not attracted to a guy initially, uh-huh, like, physically or, yeah, whatever, if we have a good vibe, yeah, and you make me laugh and we have a good connection, you, mm-hmm, will become, like, the most attractive person in the world.
Right.
Like, I grow that attraction. Mm-hmm. Like, it's because I've dated some guys that, like, people are like, you could do way better.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like,
I hate
cute
hearing
and stuff
that.
Like that. But, like, because they're not necessarily, like, societal, like,
yeah,
attractive.
Yeah.
But like,
fuck
to
what
me,
society,
yeah,
says.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, so, like,
yeah,
it really is, like, because in the long run, like, because I've dated pretty boys,
yeah,
like, I, you know what I mean? And it's just in the long run, especially, like, if you want that, like, long-term thing,
yeah,
looks aren't going to matter. Because
do you date for marriage in future?
I don't know. I don't want to get married.
But, like, I mean future more so, like, to,
yeah,
see,
like,
long-term.
Yeah,
I say date for marriage in the sense of,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
commitment.
I want, like, I would love to have, like, a long-term, mm-hmm, like, relationship and,
yeah,
stuff like that. And, like, I guess be doing what we do, like, mm-hmm, I crave that emotional connection,
yeah,
with somebody.
Too.
And so, yeah, that's what I look for. So, like, when I'm on dating apps, I'm not necessarily looking to, like, jump into a relationship,
right,
or anything.
I think.
But I want that connection.
I think the hard part for us is like when, I think one thing that people like, okay, my fans always ask me like, they always are like, Sydney, do I have a chance with you? I'm like, honestly, if you and I connect on that level, like, fuck yeah. Because I'm the type of person that like, if, when it comes to dating, okay, I want to have someone that will talk to me, get to know me. Don't fucking send me a fucking ab pic. I don't give a fuck about your body. I don't give a fuck about your dick. Like, most of the dudes that I've dated haven't had the biggest dicks, right? But, like, they've had the best hearts. They've made me laugh. They've made me feel comfortable.
Yeah. And because when you have that, like, emotional connection, like, the other stuff isn't as important.
Right.
And, I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Good sex is great.
Yeah, but when you build that, like, emotional, it comes with it. Even if it might not be, like, that, you know, I think we've, I think everyone, and if you haven't, like, I have another podcast where I talk about, like, art as, like, sex being art and stuff. But if you have had that, like, mind-blowing sex, like, you know, most of those people are not people that, like, long-term are going to be there for you. Like, they're not ride or die. Like, I would much rather have a man that, like, can fuck me good. He doesn't have to be a fucking god in the bed, but, like, fuck me good and fucking make me feel emotion.
Well, yeah, because, and also, like, the, like, I can 100% say, like, emotional sex, like, sex with somebody that you have an emotional connection with is so much better than sex, like, with just a random, just fucking. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like, just fucking and, like, hardcore, great ass sex is awesome.
But especially, like, when you're super horny.
But, like, I would rather have, like, that passionate, sensual sex with somebody that I, like, love and I, like, have that emotional connection with. Like, it's just a different.
It's slow and it feels good.
It's a different type of sex. And I guess maybe that's also has to do with the fact that we do porn.
Yeah.
So we're just used to that, like, hardcore, like, all the time.
Like, well, I think also, like, fucking, and we're good in bed. Yeah. So it's, like, we're, it's not like we're nervous to have sex. Like, I think a lot of people overthink, like, how they fuck. But for us, like, we don't need to think about that. We need to, like, what we want is that connection. Like, when we're doing it, we don't want to just feel like robots.
I don't, like, I can't really describe, like, there's nothing better than, like, somebody looking me in the eyes and, like, you can just feel, like, just that, like,
I know exactly what you
there's no, you can't describe it. It's just a feeling. Like, you just feel it and you're just, like,
it's the pull.
So into that person and you're, like, even if, like, the sex hasn't, like, isn't that great, like, it makes it that great. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, a whole nother level and type of sex. And that's the kind of sex that I want with somebody. But again, like, you have to have that type of connection. Right, right. You can't just, like,
you can't do that with anyone. That.
Yeah. And so that's been my struggle, is finding that connection with somebody. And, like, now I'm getting horny.
So. I know.
And as I'm talking, just a little reminder, you can always go to OnlyFans.com/FitSid for my VIP OnlyFans. Has all of my scenes unlocked right on the feed, my pictures, everything. I reply to direct messages there every single day. And then I also have a free OnlyFans page, which is OnlyFans.com/XXXFitSid. So if you're interested in seeing my OnlyFans content, you can go there. If you'd like to see my other stuff, you can go to fitsid.com. You can find my socials. And yeah, thank you so much for the support. I always appreciate it.
That's the hard part too, that, like, it totally blows, because, like, when, like, last night I, like, shot with this dude, right? And, like, I thought he was fucking hot, bro. But he got here and, like, we more had, like, the friendship vibe. It wasn't, like, that, like, chemistry. And, like, I wanted to, like, fuck. But, like I'm going to be real. Was it – what did you think of the scene? Which one? The one last night. Like, was there vibe there?
Look at her face. She's like
– well, I mean, he ripped me. He ripped me. Oh. But, like –
the vibes were definitely there.
Oh, more the vibes were there. The vibes –
His end, he was, like, definitely really into
it. Okay, so – and his end, he was really digging me. But – I wanted, like, him to, like, make out with me more. Like, we did make out. I'm not saying we didn't.
Yeah.
But, like, I wanted a little bit more, like, passion, because, like, I found him to be very attractive.
Yeah.
And, like, I – it was Gabe Wicked. Gigi Wicked. Do you know who he is? He has a huge neck tattoo. He's so fucking fine. No. But – and he's really sweet. Like, low-key, like, very sweet. But I was, like, craving some fucking bomb sex, you know? And it just, like, didn't hit the way that, like – because we do porn, it's like you need, like, different sometimes, you know? Like, I'm so ready to, like, meet someone and, like, feel feelings for a little bit. Yeah. Even though it fucks me up.
And it sucks because, like, especially, like, on Tinder, you get a lot of these guys who don't want.
Right. Feelings.
They just want the sex. And I'm like, that's why, like, in, even in my profile, on my bio, I'm like, have more to offer me than dick.
Right.
Because I can get dick anytime I want. Any, like, you know what I mean? Whatever.
Yeah, not in a cocky way either. Yeah, but it's just our jobs are revolving around that.
So, like, sex is not an issue for me. And I get, like, it's different for these guys. Mm-hmm. And they want fucking. It's not, don't get me wrong. I want sex.
Well, and, like, their sex drive's high. So.
Yeah, I need more than that now. Yeah. Like, you know, so these guys, you know, when I'm talking to them and stuff like that, I get they're horny. I get I'm pretty and I have big titties and you want to fuck me. I understand. But, like, you also have to see it from my perspective.
Yeah.
And so, like.
And also, they wouldn't do this with. Okay. I have noticed the girls that they want to date. Mm-hmm. And, like, even if you don't want, like, a full-fledged relationship, the girls that they see that they're able to date. And I have learned this because my friends.
They treat them differently.
Yeah. My friends and I, we are all on dating apps, right? And, like, my best friend, love her to death, but she's, like, the biggest fucking whore I've ever met. Mm-hmm. Like, this girl should be in porn. She is not in porn. But, like, new man every night, right? Mm-hmm. The moment that, like, a dude wants to date her, like, she gets treated like a fucking toy, right? Because she, like, allows it, number one. And number two, like, she's not looking for anything serious right now. She's, like, very committed to her career. The moment that, like, a dude is not interested in her in, like, that dating way, like, without knowing her intentions, he treats her like a toy. The moment that they want to date, she's over here, like, telling me, like, how sweet they are, how amazing they, like, treat her, right? Because they see, they want her. They want more. Yeah. And they don't sexualize her. And, of course, like, her goal is to, like, sleep with them. But, like, she doesn't, she's a female. And a lot of the time, like, females, in my opinion, want to have a little bit of emotional connection first. And she's like, yeah, like, he actually made me feel good. Like, he, like, took me and we did something before we fucked.
If men would do that, I don't know whatever happened to, like, taking a girl on a date. Because 100%, if you are messaging me and you're, like, having a conversation with me and you ask me out and we go on a date, I am probably, like, 80 to 90 times
better.
Yeah. But, like, but I'm, like, 80 to 90% gonna fuck you more than, like, if you're hitting me, like, hey, we should hang out.
Yeah.
Or I really like your titties, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, when you go out that, like, that's just, like, I don't know. I don't remember it being like this, like, years ago.
No,
like,
no.
It's just changed. Like, people don't want to go on dates. And I get, like, there's, like, the vibe and there's, like, this, like, thing where girls just go on there, like, you just want to go on dates.
To get a free meal. I've heard that so many times.
And I'm like, but, and what annoys me is, like, I make more money than you.
Right,
I don't need you to buy me. And that's not, like, a.
No, but it's, okay, like, I totally get what you're saying with that because. For me personally, when I go on a date, like, I do want the guy to pay for the first date because I want the guy to message first and pay for the date first. Because when I'm in a relationship or when I'm interested, like, obviously, when we swipe on a dude and say, like, we're interested, like, we genuinely find them attractive. Mm-hmm. So that's already one point on the pro and zero on the con. Mm-hmm. The cons become either when they sexualize, right, when they start talking. If they don't want to, like, plan a date and, like, take you somewhere in public, if they ask me to go to their house, I'm not doing it. I've had genuinely, like, bad experiences with people in private. And, like, I also have been on dates where I went on a date and literally I forgot to tell him that my job was this. And, like, so I'm really upfront. Like, I always tell them, like, the moment we start messaging, like, I, like, slide into the conversation. Usually they ask what I do, but, like, I put it in there or it's in my bio because I want to make sure that, like, if they morally are not into that or they're religiously, not.
Yeah. Nope, I do the same thing. Yeah. Like, I put in my bio, I put, if you recognize me, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to me. For me, there's nothing more unattractive than you messaging me being like, I know who you are.
Yeah. Because you still get that a lot, even though it's in your bio.
Yeah. Because guys are stupid. Like, they'll message me like, oh my God, like, are you really, is this really who? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no.
Pretend you don't. Like,
and I tell you guys ahead of time.
Yeah.
I put it in the bio.
Yeah.
If you recognize me, no, you don't. Because it's a turnoff for me.
Yeah.
Because now it seems like it's like a work thing. And my work and my personal life are separate.
Yeah.
They are completely. So, like.
And you want to just be able to, like, be treated like a normal person.
I don't want to be, like, exactly. I don't want to be fanboyed over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want. like a normal thing.
Yeah.
Because a lot, and it ends up being like, for the guys that I've had conversations with,
yeah.
like I'm talking to a guy right now and it's going really, really well.
Yeah.
And we've been texting and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And he knows what I do. And I always tell guys,
yeah.
you know, what I do.
When do you slide it into the conversation?
So normally they ask what I do.
Yeah.
And I'm honest about it.
Do you?
I have it listed like in my bio, the model.
Yeah.
And so sometimes like I don't say it on Tinder because like they will ban you.
So when they move the conversation, do you like try to like, for me, before I even move the conversation, I know Tinder is like strict, but I low-key say like I say I own an adult film company just to see how they react first before I tell them that I'm in my own films.
Yeah.
But do you then, like, since you don't talk about it on Tinder, do you, like, wait till you talk on, like, Snap or texting or something? Do you even text them?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, cool.
Well, I have a work phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So that's, like, the number. Because, like, fans can buy my number and stuff like that. So I have two separate phones. A personal phone and a work phone.
Uh-huh.
I always give everybody off dating sites my work phone because... Yeah. Like, it just makes me nervous, especially because when like people know who I am, I don't want to get like doxxed and like So, I have no issue giving that number out, and we'll text. And there's been times where I've given it out, and then I've told them what I do, and they're like not okay with it. And we stop texting.
Right.
That's fine. I have no issue with that.
Right.
Most of the time, though, they don't care.
Yeah.
Like I will say like probably majority of the time they. You know, but like, and it leads to kind of like conversations and stuff like that. A lot of like I was saying about this one guy, like, we were talking and whatever, and like, he knows who I am. He followed me on my Twitter, my Instagram, and I'm cool with that. I followed him back. It was fine. And he's like, you know, I have jerked off to your stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
But like at this point, we already have like rapport.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's not weird to me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate the fact.
Is this the guy you're talking to right now?
Yeah. And I appreciate the fact that he didn't like. Come out like he recognized me, but he like he just talked to me normally.
Yeah.
And like he talked to me as
you
government name person, not Peyton Thomas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and that's the difference. And that literally made all the difference.
Yeah. And I think the communication part sometimes is really respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Like as long as they're not trying to dirty talk in that moment to get to jerk off again. Like I think it's fine. I actually when I first became single, like a long ass time ago, this was when I already had like built a name for myself, right? And this guy, he lived like 40 minutes away. He like was, you know, matched with me. And then he very nicely put in the conversation. This was after I was already interested, right? He put it in the conversation. He's like, hey, like, I just want you to know, like, I'm actually a very big fan. Like, I didn't realize like you were going to match back with me. And then once you did, I didn't know like what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he approached it was so respectful. Right.
Yeah.
So we talked for like a couple months. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Halloween came around and he threw a Halloween party a different time than I did. And I ended up not going because like, I wasn't ready to date at the time. Like I was a little like not emotionally there, but he was a really good guy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And he even told me that he would take everyone's phone if I wanted to go to the Halloween party.
Wow.
Like, that was so respectful.
Yeah.
And anytime, like, I was going to go to his place and stuff, he would, like, tell his roommates to be more respectful to me, not crack jokes about, like, my porn.
Yeah.
And, like, but he genuinely wanted to make me feel like I was, like, a human. And he overthought it, but in a cute way. Like, I just really, like, loved that about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wasn't ready to, like, date at the time. I thought I was, but my heart was like so broken, you know?
Yeah.
But he was like a really good experience because it made me realize like my ex is a good guy, right? And then this guy was really like sweet. And it made me realize like there are guys out there who are like that. And I'm smiling right now too because like I think about him and I'm like, fuck, he was so sweet. Even when I told him I wasn't ready and it was a me problem, like he didn't get upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, thank God, because like, I don't want you to think like you're not good enough to date me. Because like that was not the problem.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I get a mixture. Like honestly, when I tell people what I do, I get a mixture. It usually goes one of three ways.
Yeah.
It goes, the guy's like, I tell him and he's like not into it. And he's like, I'm gonna say judging.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, they're like, I don't wanna, you know, I don't fuck with that, whatever.
Yeah,
so
we
stop talking. Or you get the guy who is super okay with it and he's like, oh yeah, that's cool. And then like asks me all these questions and it's like,
do you like the questions though?
I don't mind the questions. That's not all we talk about. You know what I'm saying?
But a lot of time I feel like it becomes.
Yeah. So so that's why like they ask the questions, but then that's like literally all it is. I get the guys like, oh, I always wanted to do porn. I just wanted to like, I would be in a video with you. People yeah. say like that. Instantly not going to talk to you anymore. Like that's a turnoff for me. Like,
right.
And then I get the guys who are like fine with it. Oh, like that's super cool. They ask a couple questions. Then we move on.
Yeah.
Or the guys who are like, oh, what's your name? Can I have, maybe I've seen your stuff. Can you send me nudes? Can you send me this?
Blah, yeah. Blah, blah. And those ones, like, I lose interest so like easily. Mm-hmm. There was actually this guy who, do you know who Blake Blossom is?
No.
She's like, let me pull her up actually. Cause she's killing the game right now.
I don't know anybody. I'm like,
she's mainstream.
Unless I've like met you. I don't know who you are.
This is what her Twitter looks like, right?
Oh wait. No. Yeah. I have.
Yeah. So this girl, she and I kind of run in the same circles without mm-hmm. realizing it, like in Arizona, mm-hmm. like that's where she's from. Right. And like everyone knows that, like it's pretty public information. And like her, Kenzie Madison, Katie Cush, like mm-hmm. we all come from like the same, like run, like areas, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. So like a lot of the guys on the dating apps, like they try and name drop these girls. Right. And this one guy, he was like, yeah, I'm like best friends with Blake Blossom, blah, blah. And like, he was being really respectful until he found out that like I did the same thing as her, like not the exact same level. Like I even told him, I was like, we're different categories. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I had to, like, he like didn't reply for like 5 minutes. And I was like, oh no, he's looking me up. Like it was like an instant, like,
you know,
I
knew it. Yeah.
And he then replies back and he's like, oh my God, your shit's so fucking hot. He's like, cause you know, I don't know if you know, but I have like two scenes with Sarah J that are like public mm-hmm. on Pornhub and stuff. And then I have my scenes with Angelina Castro, and they all like, they sat on XNXX's like popular page mm-hmm. for like 2 years, like trending like every other week randomly. Yeah. And so a lot of people recognize me from that. And that's like what I looked like a little bit, you know, like before COVID. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh my God, like your scenes are so hot, blah, blah. And I'm like, bro, like, why'd you gotta look me up? Like, because here's the thing, like, I've changed since then. Mm-hmm. And also, not that I'm a different person on the inside, but like, I don't want you seeing my naked fucking body on the internet from fucking 2 to 3 years ago. Yeah.
Well, also, like, it's like when you, like, if we're looking for that emotional connection, you want to be the one
I want to be able to share that. Yeah. And I want you to unwrap me. Like, I want you to start in my brain and work your way down my body. Right. Like, it's like, go to my heart next. Right. And then, like, you know, and I'm the crazy bitch. Like, actually, like, the person who, like, kind of taught me how to podcast, you know, when we like went on a date and stuff, he told me, he was like, you are the most vanilla, like not vanilla, but like least sexual person getting to know you.
Yeah.
And then this was after the date. We were like on the phone like a couple weeks ago, and the date was like months ago. And he and I were just like talking about life and stuff, because like we actually became really good friends.
Yeah.
But after the date, I literally blew him in the parking lot and we fucked twice. But during the date, and like when we were talking to getting to know each other, he literally told me, he was like, you were so not sexual. He's like, you really changed my mind about like how porn stars are, and because, not just porn stars, but like sex workers
all the time.
Yeah.
So like that shit gets exhausting. I don't want to do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
And like, don't get me like.
No. And I still fucked him in the parking lot, bro.
Like I still have a high sex drive. Like I still want to send my man nudes. Yeah. I still want to have phone sex and like sex and everything. But off rip.
Yeah. No, but it made me want to fuck him so much more because he didn't move the conversation to anything sexual. Mm-hmm. And then, like, even when we were, like, drinking, like, we had drinks and he paid and he did not, like, he was such a gentleman.
He wasn't expecting
it. Yeah, and he told me he wasn't expecting it. Like, he walked me to my car, and, like, the car that I have has a bull bar on it, okay? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, I purposely have that on there so then I can, like, hold on to it. I really, really love, like, public sex and, like, outdoor stuff, right? And he literally told me, like, this phone call happened, like, literally a couple weeks ago. And it was mm-hmm. just really nice to, like, hear his perspective, because he told me, he was, like, you really made me respect. Like, he's big into, like, sex workers mm-hmm. anyway, like, respecting them. But he mm-hmm. was, like, getting to know you, and, like, he helped me with the podcast and stuff. He's like seeing how like you genuinely care about like wanting to do something. But then like he went on the date with me. So he saw me like in the other light. He was like, I just really like appreciated that you were just you. Right. And I'm like, thank you though for not like trying to make it sexual when you're like, I knew I like, he thought I was attractive. I knew like, I thought he was super hot too, but he had opportunities to like, you know, move the conversation if he wanted to when we were drinking, but he didn't. He
it like, makes, yeah, it really makes such a difference. It does. Especially, you know, like you said, yeah, we do. It makes such a difference. And I feel like if guys would do that, like if I were to ever give any advice to a guy and
how
to get what into would a girl's pants, that's what I would say is like you messaging me, telling me you want to have sex. And they were like, well, I just want to be upfront and honest. Like, no, that's not when we say like, we want you to be honest about what you want. That's not what we mean.
No, yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with wanting sex.
What would the perfect message be if they sent it to you?
Like, the first message?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, to, like, get your attention.
I don't know. Like, compliments are nice. Yeah. Not my body. Like, I get a lot of compliments on my eyes.
Yeah.
I get a lot of compliments on my lips.
Smile compliments are always good, too.
Yeah. And, like, or something in my bio that, like, or, like, if you find my bio funny. Because I, like, try to put, a little bit of personality into that.
Right,
or something. Or, like, asking me about, like, my interests or something like that. Something that's not sexual. Like, because I literally have in my bio, like, I think my bio says, like, I'm toxic because I am toxic. It's
fine. What makes you toxic? Like,
I get jealous. Yeah, okay. I'm a jealous person. And I also am, like, I self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do that.
At least you're aware.
And I'm clingy. I'm a clingy motherfucker.
I am very much clingy, but like in a weird way. Cause like when I'm working, I do not like to message them because I like to keep my emotions separate. Right. Mm-hmm. But the moment that I'm like not working, I'm like, oh my God, you want to snuggle? You want to do this? You want me to bring you food?
Yep. This just happened to me yesterday. That I'm the same way. The guy that I was talking to, I've been shooting. I was barely texting him all day. And then like we FaceTimed for like 4 hours last night. And I was just like,
you're like, come that's take the good care shit. Of me.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the aftercare that I crave because, you know, that's another thing that like during porn, like during the aftercare is like, there's none.
Yeah.
So like, that's hard.
Going back to like what you're saying, cause it's actually a really good topic. I think this is something that like no one's talked about on the podcast and I think it'd be nice how the guys, like, how do they get in their pants? If they want to actually like get a girl and sleep with her and talk to her, like, what are the requirements? What are the steps? I think the first one you already nailed. Have a good, like, genuine compliment or, like, reply to something in my bio. I personally give them a really, like, a lot to work with. Like, I put that I'm a dog mom. I love to travel.
Yeah.
If you're on, like, the profiles that have the prompts, I do, like, the two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
And, like, I put in there that I'm a Swedish citizen. Mm-hmm. On Hinge, you know the talking prompt?
Mm-hmm.
It says, what other language do you think I'm fluent in?
Yeah.
And a lot of guys, like, that one, like, I like because they actually guess.
See, I put in my bio, I like my men a little ugly.
Uh-huh.
And so every time somebody swipes, they're like, and we match. So that it's always the first, that's what everybody messages me. So they're like, so you think I'm a little ugly then? it's a good, conversation starter.
And it's funny.
Yeah. And so, like, it's like, you know, and that's not true. Like, I don't.
Right. But no, I get what you're saying.
But you know what I mean? Like, but it is a good conversation starter. But for me, like, 100%, if I'm going to be into a guy, like, that to start is like, And don't ask me for pictures.
Yeah.
Just have a conversation with me.
Yeah.
Like, I like to talk on the phone. There's nothing more attractive. We've been texting for, like, a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hey, do you want to FaceTime? Do you want to talk on the phone?
Yeah.
That is so attractive to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, I, you know, you can't read, like, tone through text like that, and like that just makes me feel like you're more interested and want to get to know me.
Yeah, but like also on the phone, like, you see how much we're talking. When you're texting, you and I cannot have texted everything we've been saying.
No, it's true.
And with FaceTime, you can really see like how this person is, how they react to things. Because for me, like, I like a smiley, positive man. I love a nice smile, and I want someone who like genuinely like smiles and like enjoys life, right? I also really like Snapchat videos. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't really like texting at all. Like, if we're on a dating app and we're starting to hit it off, like, we're having a good conversation, like, I'll give it that day. Yeah. After that, I am not talking to you again on that dating app unless we're, like, we're moving the conversation.
Yeah, normally I'm the one, like, very rarely do I ever actually get asked for my number.
Really?
Normally I just send it because I'm like, yeah. If the vibe is going well, I'm just like, here's my number.
See, but I get scared, so I just wait for them to ask. But usually they ask, like, a little too early, to be honest.
Yeah, so, well, that's another thing for me. Not a red flag.
It is. No. It is, like, a red flag sometimes.
If, like, especially if we've sent, like, 5 or 6 messages, yeah. And they're like, would you be interested in going on a date sometime? Immediately, no.
Yeah.
We don't know each other at all.
And like, I totally
it's
agree.
And I get, like, if you meet somebody in person and you talk to them and then yeah. agree to go on a date, it's different.
Right. But that's a dating app is dating, not the
like,
same.
And same, like, so if, like, in the first, like, even, like, 3 to 4 days, mm-hmm. if you ask me on a date, it's, like, a turn off for me. Like, right. I want to be comfortable, like, especially doing what we do. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to, like, so I want to be comfortable. I want to have the conversations. That's another reason why I like doing phone calls. I like doing FaceTimes because you get a little more comfortable with them than you would it through text. So that way when you meet in person, you're not, because I'm awkward.
Well,
like,
yeah.
And when I meet people, like, you wouldn't think doing what I do, mm-hmm. like, that I'm shy, but I am. Like, I get very anxious mm-hmm. and nervous. And so, like, I want to already have that base yeah. level of comfort before. So, like, honestly, that's all it takes to want to yeah. do with me. Like, treat me like a normal person. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me for pictures. There's yeah. nothing worse than getting that text, send me a pic, and you're like, oh, here we go.
No, you know, like, okay, I'm you would hate if I was a man because I low-key love selfies from guys. But, like, I'll tell them, I'll be like, send me a selfie of you right now. Like, I like to do that because you know.
I meant, like,
no, I know what you mean. Like, yeah. Nudes. But I would probably, like, as a guy, be so bad at communicating that. I'd be like, send me a pic. And I'd yeah. really mean, like, send me your face.
But another thing, but is this even in relationships? Like, if a guy asks me to send a nude, it mm-hmm. makes me not want to send a nude.
Yeah.
I want to send it when I want to yeah, send
I'm,
it.
Yeah, I'm a kinky, like, fuck. If I know you're at work, I'm going to send yes, you a
exactly.
fucking
at the gym, I'm going to send yeah. you a video of me playing with my titties.
Yeah.
Because, like, that shit, like, turns mm-hmm. me on. Like, the idea of you being, like, so attracted to me and turned on that you're, like, turned on and, like, public yeah, and, yeah. like, different, that turns me on.
Yeah, and you don't want to feel like you have to do something.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it should just be natural. And exactly. Like, and also, no one needs a pick that bad.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
You're right. So, like, it would be talk, like, message me a little bit on the app. Mm-hmm. Be genuine. Focus on me as a person.
Yep.
Then what was the next one for you? When they move over onto, like, Snap or text? Do you Snap? Mm-hmm. Do you Snap them or do you prefer texting?
I prefer texting or, what if, like, they have phone
the,
number.
What if they have the blue bubble? Or not blue, the green bubble.
Okay.
What's the thought on that? I gotta know.
I will be honest.
Yes, be really honest.
And it sounds bad because it makes me sound like such a snob.
No, I'm
but, like, probably when it's green. It's yeah. not that I'm less interested, but, like,
it's harder to reach.
I don't
or,
reply.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
It just, like, makes me not reply. Yeah. Like, and I'll a little bit blue, like, I'll just be responding yeah. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But and no. it sounds so stupid. No, it really does.
It's really, like, a mind thing, yeah. though, because I'm the, like, same I'll go way. Because
as soon as I see green text, honestly, when
and
they
green
text me,
if you don't know, is Android.
Yes. Yeah,
so, like, if yeah. that, if you're not an iPhone, like, yeah. we're iPhone users. So, like, yeah. it comes up blue for iPhone. And for some reason, I'm the same way. When I'm texting someone and it's green bubbles, like, I don't know if it's because your phone just doesn't like it as much or what, but, like,
it's just not the same.
No.
It's not as smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? As soon as I will say, every time I've given somebody my number and mm-hmm. they text me, it's been green. I've known immediately it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I just know.
No,
and that
no.
sounds
I,
so
yeah.
petty.
No,
but, like, I'm just like,
I also
I'm
really like
gonna,
FaceTime.
Yeah.
And I also.
And yeah, exactly. I had to download Google Duo.
Yeah, no. I'm sorry, I'm not doing, like, that.
And I was talking to this guy and I was like, it's so like,
just not it.
No.
I had, like, to Zoom call a guy one time.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to do all that stuff. Like,
yeah.
And it sounds funny, but, like, every time it's been great, I'm like, I know we'll probably text yeah. for, like, a day, maybe.
But it's also the mindset. Like, I feel like someone that uses an Android has a different mindset than someone that uses an iPhone. And it sounds yeah. really weird and something. But, yeah. like, I don't care what kind of laptop they use, if that makes sense. Like, it doesn't have to be Apple. Mm-hmm. But it's such a weird thing with the cell phone because, like, I feel like I've never clicked enough with someone that has an Android. Like, one of my best friends, she had an Android when we were younger. And, like, everyone at that point already had iPhone. And we were all, like, we would hate texting her. Like, we wouldn't text her. Yeah. And, like, she'd be like, why can't you guys communicate with me? And we're like, once you get an iPhone, we will. And no joke, now I text her every day. Like, yeah. And we've always been best friends. There's not been a change in our friendship, right? But it's the communication.
Yeah, it's just different.
So then, like, would you prefer FaceTime or phone call?
It just depends on what I'm, like, if I'm busy, but I can do either because, like.
But what do you prefer? Like, let's pretend, like, you're feeling good about yourself. You're not too busy.
Probably FaceTime. Yeah, okay. I like to be able to see the person. Same. And their reaction and stuff like that.
I low-key, like, I don't know about you, but do people ever make fun of how you flirt or, like, what you do?
Yeah, I'm mean when I flirt, though.
Oh, I'm like, very goofy and, like, weird. But I also, like, bite my lip. And, like, they'll, like, comment when we're FaceTiming. They're like, why are you, like, so horny right now? Like, in a funny way, because I'm over here, like,
oh. No, I play with my nose ring. I, like, twist all the time. I am an anxious flirter. But I'm mean.
So like, you're probably, like, the type of dudes that like you. They're like, man, I want a girl that's going to fucking fuck my life up.
Yes, they'll probably that's why say I put it on toxic. Yeah. So, like, a lot of the guys that message me, they're like, I'm really into toxic women. And I'm like, I'll fuck your life up. Like, that's me. Like,
I don't know.
That sounds bad. But then I get guys who are like, so are you working on your toxic traits or is this something
that would be me if I was a dude? I would be like asking you that.
So are you just gonna like, is this something that like you're aware of and you're working on or like you just thrive in your toxicness? And I could tell like what they want me to say.
So what do they want you to say?
They want to be like, oh yeah, I'm just like super self-aware and like I'm working on this. But like really, no, I thrive.
Yeah, you're like, this is me.
Like, I start fights on purpose and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
meanwhile, I'm over here, you guys. I, like, literally cannot be in a toxic relationship. When I tell you, like, I have had, like, the best, like post-fight sex, right? But, like, fuck, that shit fucks me up so bad.
And you know what? I feel like probably long-term I couldn't be it.
Like, right, but, like
my last relationship was really, really toxic.
Yeah.
And, like, we were kind of talking was extremely draining and I didn't realize how draining until after we broke up.
Yeah.
So I probably couldn't do it again.
But like long-term. She mentally likes it.
I do like it a little bit.
She's but like it makes my pussy wet.
I like to fuck with them. Like I like to the guy that I'm talking to now, like yesterday.
Would you fuck on the first date? Have you been on a date with this guy that you're talking to yet?
Yeah.
Did you fuck on the first date?
Yeah.
Was it good?
We got a hotel.
Damn. Okay,
it was really good.
I low-key, like, okay, this is something else. It's like,
but he also lived, for some reason, I'm into guys who live far away.
How far is he?
Like 5 hours.
Oh, shit.
So we've met halfway.
Yeah.
So we were already planning to get a hotel. Mm-hmm. We were like, we're not going to have sex.
Yeah.
I knew we were going to have sex, though.
See,
I'd be too horny.
The hotel. So, like, the problem with me is, like, when it comes to dating, I'm, like, low-key really innocent. Like, I have never gotten a hotel with a dude unless we've already been together for, like, months. But the thing is, for me, is, like, it sounds so silly, but it's, like, too much pressure.
Yeah.
Because, like, I want to be able to feel, like, comfortable and, like, when I first got back into the dating game, like, I told myself, like, I'm not gonna fuck these guys on the first day, blah blah. And like, I've noticed if I wait, it makes the sex horrible.
Yeah, like, I feel genuinely like horrible. Honestly, like, I don't know. I feel like sex is not a big deal.
No, but so like in my head, like, I was like, maybe I'm too much of a whore and I need to not.
Yeah, no, I know. And so like, but for me,
yeah,
I feel like after you have sex with somebody, there's just like you're more comfortable.
Yeah.
So I like literally my ex.
Mm-hmm.
We messaged for like a few weeks and like I planned to go there for a collab and then I was staying at his house for a few days prior. And like I was very, very nervous. Mm-hmm. I was so anxious. I got to his house. We sat on his couch. We made out for a little bit. And like this is first time meeting him. We'd FaceTimed and stuff like that. And I was like, let's just go upstairs and have sex.
Yeah.
Like I just needed to get it out of the way.
Like break the barrier.
Yeah. And like literally probably within the first hour of me meeting this man, we just had sex.
Yeah.
I was just more comfortable after that. Yeah. Like I just needed to get it out of the way. And
I think sometimes like trying to like wait and like find a time.
Yeah.
I know it was a collab too, but like I think part of it's like the pressure. And then once you do it, you're fine. Like
yeah.
For me, I think the hard part is like my dogs are like the biggest cock blocks in the whole entire fucking world. And like, I'm not about to lock them up for a dude. Like, mm-hmm. I want a dude that like, we go out and we have such a good time that we come back and he plays with my dogs. And then mm-hmm. they're like chill enough to like let us fuck. Mm-hmm. But like, I have two Australian shepherds mm-hmm. and I have a Pomeranian. The Pomeranian actually understands bro codes. So, like, he like leaves me alone. But like, he's been at my shoots and girls have squirted over him. He's never in the shot, but like, he'll be at the foot of the bed just sitting there. And then this girl just fucking squirt like a rainbow. And my friends will, like, take a BTS pic. And he's just sitting here like, look at mommy's living her best life. But he never, like, gets in the way, right? But my two Aussies, like, one time one of them licked this dude's balls and he thought it was me. And I didn't know that my dog had crawled onto the bed and was, like, in the bed with us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And after that, I've kind of been a little bit, like, traumatized to, like, bring a dude back. So, like, I think that's also my problem.
Did you tell him that?
Yeah, he said, okay. That feels so good, baby. And I said, what are you talking about? That's not me.
Oh, I thought you meant he told you after. Like,
no, really, no. He said it. And then that's when I was
Did
like,
he freak out?
It definitely like made him soft, for sure.
Well, I guess that's a good thing. Because yeah, I would be more concerned if he was still into it.
Yeah, but that was the hard part, though, was like it killed the vibe. So like, it's hard for me to like have people at my house. And I don't really like going to other people's places. I actually have not ever had sex at another guy's house. Surprisingly, because I think it's like a safety thing.
Yeah.
But the hotel is like too much pressure. So I feel like it has to be like a really good date in order for like, and I also think that's a good test for a guy.
Yeah.
Because for me, like I have those dogs, they're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And like, I want a dude that like likes me enough to do that, you know, and like play with them. Like, I'm sorry, but sex is not that important.
Yeah.
That like, and also low key, like if we're really that horny, it's low key kind of hot to like fuck. And then you just put your hand out and like push the dog, like hold him back while you're like, if you're that horny, it's kind of hot that you're like down to do that and not annoyed. But it's such a turn off when a guy like acts like they're a nuisance. Mm-hmm. So I think that's also like a test for me. So if anyone's curious, like that's another thing. Yeah. And then if they pass that, then usually like, if they get that far, like, they're gonna fuck me.
But sex is lit. Yeah, I feel like.
What? How soon does it take for you to like want to sext them when you have a thing with someone?
So honestly, sometimes it could be right away.
Yeah, it just depends on the vibe.
Also, and how horny I am. Yeah, sometimes I'm super horny, and I want to sext,
mm-hmm.
not for work.
Yeah, no. It's like a personal pleasure.
And that sounds like bad because I will say sometimes I do it too soon and then mm-hmm. it ruins it for me.
Yeah.
And then I just can't like.
Well, and then they can't get back out of it. That's why for me, low-key have to like, I know for me, sexting has to be like a couple months in. Like I'm actually like, I you know, I live in Arizona, but like I'm from Sweden. Mm-hmm. So when I go back to Sweden, like I obviously I've never taken a man to like mm-hmm. meet my family there. That's how you know if I ever take a dude there, like it's legit.
Serious.
Yeah. I thought about having a porn guy meet me in Sweden and then pretend he was my boyfriend in front of my family just so we could fucking like film it and shit. But like when I know it'll be real when I take a dude to Sweden, like that will be the test. But but when I'm there for like way longer than a month. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm definitely there for like time, and that's when I think like if it is a newer relationship I would be down to sex, but it has to be like they want to FaceTime and talk about their day for like an hour first. Like I want that mental foreplay.
I feel like for me, like a lot of the guys that I talk to, because I don't necessarily live in like a great area to meet people, so a lot of the guys I talk to live 3, 4, 5 hours mm-hmm. away, so it's a little bit of a different situation than somebody who lives close.
I pick guys who live like not too far
from
me. Like 45 minutes is like cap.
So like I kind of have to like we have to sex.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I don't think that's a bad thing either, as long as like you like it.
And what was hard, like that was a problem in my last relationship. We didn't sex.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have phone sex. And we were in a long distance relationship. So afterwards,
and you know, people are getting like some. They're watching porn. They're doing something. Yeah, if they're not like
so like after we broke up and stuff, mm-hmm. I was like I had phone sex for the first time in over a year. Well, like over which 2 years.
Low key, because, that shit's like, so fucking
hot. Yeah, and it was so funny to me because I was just like, wow. Like, because I used to do that shit when I was younger.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
All the time. And I was like, I forgot, like, how hot this is and how into this is. And it really just increased, like, when we finally met in person. Like, it just increased that, like.
Chemistry.
Yeah, and then we just, like, fucked all the time.
Baby. Right, right.
Everywhere.
Like little bunnies.
Oh, my God. And then it was the best sex that I've ever had.
Right, right.
So, like.
I don't always think it's a bad thing. I think the biggest thing is literally, like, the vibe. Like, if you're, like, you and I talked about, like, you've had the worst sex of your life, and that guy thought it was the best.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't on the same wavelength.
Like, crazy how you can just be, like, on complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's definitely, like, I always wonder what's going on in their head, like, how they viewed that situation. Mm-hmm. Did they not catch on that you, like, are we that good at faking? Like, I sometimes I really wonder that because, like, I really, like, feel like I'm being honest about it, my emotions in it.
Well, I'm not the type of person that if I have bad sex that I'm gonna, like, tell them. I'm too nice. I will 100% fake it and be like, and if they ask me, I'll be like, yeah, it was really good. Mm-hmm. And then once I leave, I just won't ever talk to you again.
Right.
Like, I would never, like, also because, like, men, you never know how they're going to react. Like,
you
know what I'm saying? Like, if they ask me if it was good and I'm like, it wasn't that good or I didn't enjoy it, and then they, like, freak out and, like, kill me.
Yeah.
Like,
you
never know.
I low key get scared of, like, rejecting them, quote unquote, or like, because I'm fine being rejected. It's not a big deal, but I don't need someone to, like, tell me that, like, what they don't like about me. Like, I'm fine with them just, like, not talking again. I get the hint.
Yeah.
But I know not every. I actually have been learning. Some people don't like being ghosted.
Yeah,
I don't care. Yeah, like I don't care.
I don't care.
But I feel like that's because we aren't like. I'd rather have someone do that to me than waste my time me reading a text message. Like, unless we were together, like a breakup's different than like just talking for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I don't know. For me, I also like consistency. So if you're not sending me good morning and good night texts and you're not texting me every day, I'm deleting you.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of guys.
Or they leave you on red and you're like, dude, don't wait 24 hours.
Yeah. And I get a lot of guys who like want to text every few days. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that doesn't interest me. And I'll delete the
conversation. You want someone who's down for you.
I literally delete the conversation and like they're not even a contact yet. And I delete the conversation and they'll text me like days, like a couple days later, like, hey, what's going on? Ask me about something that we had previously talked about. And I'm like, who is this?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was like, wow, you deleted. I'm like, why would I keep you?
Yeah, yeah.
And no offense, but, like, do you know how many guys match with me and message me?
Right.
Why am I going to talk to somebody? Want to talk to somebody who texts me every few days? Well, if this guy is giving me consistent conversations,
Well, in
good
general,
conversations and texts.
In general, like for anyone, guys, girls, anyone, like we have options. Everyone, like the biggest thing I talk about on my podcast is you're always somebody's type, right? Yep. And I'm always like, if I'm not genuinely interested and I'm not replying like every day and I like leave you on fucking red, like, in the nicest way possible. Like, this happens to me all the time with guys. Like, when I know they're not interested or I'm not, one of us isn't replying. Like, if you wanted to, you would, right?
Yeah.
And
because I guarantee you if they're not replying to me like
they're talking to someone else.
They're talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but that just means it's not me.
Right. Like, if they really wanted you, they would. Like,
and then they always are always like, I'm so busy or I don't text like that or I'm better in person or I was doing this.
And it's like, I don't want that. Like,
I don't care. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm like, do you know how busy I am?
Yeah, yeah. Especially you know if you do long distance, like you need that communication.
Exactly.
No excuse.
And also when you first start talking to somebody, you need that every day. Like, it's different if you're friends with somebody and you can go like a long time without talking.
Yeah,
and then just pick it up, the conversation.
But that's a different relationship.
Yeah. But when you're talking to somebody, like, you need that every day. Like, no. And I like good morning and good night texts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry.
I want to know that you're thinking of me.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, if I don't reply to your text, I want you to double, triple text me. Like, that's a turn on to me. Like,
Especially when I'm interested.
You're thinking about me. You want me. Show me that you want me. I want you to chase me a little bit.
Yeah.
That is a turn on for me.
No, I totally agree.
Some guys are like, I don't do that. I'm like, that's fine. You're just not.
They'll
be like, I want that same energy in return. And I'm like, but for me, And it sounds bad, and it sounds like it's, like, a double standard. But for me, like, you have to earn that.
Yeah. No. I feel you. I feel like once we go on a date, if it's, like, legit, like, that much of a connection, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'll fucking match your energy.
Yeah, exactly.
Times 10, bro. But mine won't be me blowing up your phone. Mine will be me showing up at your work with some fucking food.
Yep.
Like, dead ass. Like, even if I don't get to stay and, like, eat with them, like, I'll drop that shit off. Like, I match energy in my way that I like to show love. Yeah. But, like, if I want some, I want someone to tell me their fucking thing you made.
Yeah. My love language, 100%. Mm-hmm. Words of affirmation.
Yeah.
And I'm a Leo.
When's your birthday?
July 29th.
I'm a Leo, too. Yeah. I'm August
10th. Like, I'm a Leo. Like, give me all the attention, all the words. Tell me you've been thinking about me. Tell me I'm better than this person. Like,
yes.
And there's nothing, like... For me, it's a turn on, like even like shooting content.
Mm-hmm.
And this sounds really bad, but it's a turn on to me when you're like fucking me and you're like, oh, your pussy feels so much better than her. But that shit.
Yes.
Like, even if you don't mean it.
Yeah.
Like, just, even, you know, just it's fucking just, toxic even just shit talking. That shit gets like, it's like, you know, even the other night I was shooting content with a guy and I was like, he was fucking me and everything. And I'm like, yeah, like this dick is mine now. This pussy is yours. Yeah. Like, you might not mean it. Like, that shit talking.
Oh, yeah.
And so when, you know, I'll be texting, you know, guys or whatever, and they'll mention some girl. And I'm jealous. Immediately, I'm always like,
"Yeah, no thanks."
I want to feel like the one guy. I was talking to a guy, and he was like my secretary, and he was talking about this girl. Immediately, I was like, "I don't want to talk to you anymore."
I wouldn't either, though. Like, I want to feel like I'm the only girl. I mean, obviously, like, I want to learn about your life.
Yeah. But... So the one guy that I'm talking to now, like, I go through his Twitter likes.
Yeah.
And we're not in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll see he'll like a girl's picture.
Yeah.
And so then when we talk later, I'm like, so. Do you think that she looks better than me?
Oh my god, bro, you are toxic.
He's like, no, but like, but that's what I mean. Like, I'm mean in that way. Like, I fuck with him, and
yeah, you toxic.
Yeah, I know it's bad.
I love talking to you,
but like, it's bad. But I love it. I love that shit. Like,
Yeah. I'm so glad I got to have you on the fucking podcast.
Yes, I had a blast. Thank you for having me.
Where can they find you?
I am on Twitter at Peyton Thomas BBW. I'm on Instagram at Peyton Thomas BBW too, because you know Instagram hates sex.
Yeah.
And OnlyFans, Peyton Thomas. I think OnlyFans is just Peyton Thomas.
Yeah, I'll have everything linked down below too, you guys.
I'm trying to remember.
I just like
those
you
are the two mains. Though,
I just
the Twitter
like you to
Instagram.
Say it. That way they can like come and find you and stuff. But I'll have all her stuff linked in the description. If you have the ability to comment on this podcast, you guys, I would love to know your thoughts and feelings about everything we talked about. Like how to actually get in bed with someone. Like what us, like I think a lot of people would agree with us. Like at least the people that we know.
Yeah.
I want to know what your thoughts are, especially if you're listening and you're of a different opinion or if you agree. But thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
Don't forget, you're always somebody's type. Have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great week. Sydney out. Mm.